We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Labatt Studio. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. Ross Tucker, Bob Founders, I'm Andy Shea. We're going to talk college football playoffs. We're going to talk a little bit about championship games. Real quick, gentlemen, let's just review the latest college football playoff standings. I'll give you the top eight.
Great.
Really, that's only that matters. It's Alabama, in order, Clemson, Notre Dame, Georgia, Oklahoma, Ohio State, sixth, Michigan, seventh, common courtesy there, and UCF completes the top eight. So,
really only the top six matter for this discussion in terms of the playoff, don't you think?
You
can stop counting after Ohio State.
I don't know if you go beyond five, because I don't see how Ohio State, unless Oklahoma and Georgia both lose, I don't see, and Ohio State
that can
wins.
Easily happen. So,
yeah,
Alabama is going to beat Georgia, you would think, and Texas is certainly capable of beating Oklahoma.
They already did.
Yeah,
they already did once, but I just don't.
I mean,
see
I wouldn't
right
discount
now.
That as like.
I got to tell you, based on what I've seen this year, if he hadn't gotten hurt, I'd rather see UCF than Ohio State or Oklahoma.
With their quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd rather see UCF. I think, look, Oklahoma. I
let's
mean,
do it.
That defense.
I agree.
Kidding me.
Yeah,
I mean,
it is so
bad. I watched
bad.
That Oklahoma-West Virginia game, and I like points. I like good offense. But it's embarrassing.
It's like flag football, man.
They've given up over 50 points or over 500 yards three straight games.
Yep.
I don't understand how Oklahoma, with the recruits they get, can be that bad on defense. I don't know how that happens.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of entertaining and fun to watch a little bit offensively, but then when the other team has the ball, it's just like, oh
it's
my
like
God,
going
just
in
shut
an
your
all-you-can-eat
eyes.
Buffet, though, and after Ross's fourth trip, like, how much more do you want to eat? It's just too much. It's like, it's just overkill.
Well, what happens is when guys are that open or the tackling's that bad, you stop feeling like you're seeing something special.
Yeah.
And you start thinking like, feel like you're seeing something pathetic.
Yeah.
That's the difference. You know, you can tell when it's a great play or an awesome catch or an awesome throw, and you can tell when it's like, dude, really?
Just marginal.
I'd rather see UCF. I mean, Ohio State, I really don't want to see them. I guess it's good for Penn State if they get in, right? It's good for Penn State.
It is in terms of New Year's Six,
anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, in
if
terms
Ohio
of New Year's
State gets in, it's good for Penn State.
Correct. In terms of being in a New Year's Six bowl, it absolutely does.
I mean, it just feels like it's all a waste of time before Clemson plays Alabama again. Doesn't it?
I mean, as much as I think Georgia has some nice athletes, I would agree with Ross. It's gonna it's just shaping up that way. And
I mean, Notre Dame's 12-0. I saw something.
I don't think they have the dudes to go with Clemson. We'll see.
Correct. I couldn't agree with you more. But do we agree that they're in and 12-0 and that resume deserves it?
Oh, absolutely.
I agree.
I think the undefeated teams deserve to be in. UCF has not lost in 2 years.
Right.
You know how hard it is to win that many games in a row?
Yeah.
And people say, oh, they give up so many yards to Temple. Okay. Well, Notre Dame almost lost to Ball State. I watched that game.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't want to hear this. Oh, but they give up this many points. Temple would kill Ball State. Temple's a lot better than Ball State. So, what, you know, when it's UCF, we all point out the games where they give up a bunch of yards or they barely won, right? But we don't do that when it's Clemson against Syracuse in a game they should have lost, or Ohio State in a bunch of games, including the Maryland game, or Oklahoma in every game, or Notre Dame in the Ball State game or whatever. It really bothers me.
Notre Dame in Ball State, Notre Dame in Northwestern, Notre Dame in Boston College, Notre Dame
Pitt
and Notre Dame USC. They were all tight 50-50 games.
And by the way,
for the most part.
By the way, Central Florida, UCF, they murdered Pitt.
Yeah.
They murdered
Crushed them.
Pitt. So that's a direct head-to-head right there.
So anyway, let's talk about let me ask you this. Alabama and Clemson, are they in if they lose?
I think that they are, yes.
If Clemson loses to Pitt,
I think they're gonna put
if Clemson loses to Pitt, excuse me.
If Clemson loses to Pitt, I think they're still in.
What do you think, Bob?
Here's my question.
So you're gonna put in who are you putting in instead of them? Oklahoma or Ohio State?
You can't lose your championship game to a 4-touchdown underdog. That's my theory.
Look, I mean, it's 1 in 100, right?
Here's my question. What if the Big Ten champion doesn't get in for the third year in a row in the playoff? Is Jim Delaney's head going to explode? What's he going to do? Because they haven't gotten in the last 2 years.
Well, he should look and know that he doesn't want to talk about realignment, but his Big Ten West champion.
No, Ohio State got in 2016.
And that Penn State won the Big Ten championship.
Penn State won the Big Ten championship.
Oh. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
The Big Ten champion has – this will be the third year in a row.
I got it, but – a Big Ten team got in.
I still think it's not a great look. Don't you think that? Don't you think so?
As long as one of them gets in, I don't think he cares.
I don't know.
Now, the fact that this could be the second year in a row,
yes,
that nobody gets in,
right,
that would make his head explode. That brings up an interesting question. I'm hijacking the segment, Andy.
No, good.
I saw this argument made that people don't think that there should be conference championship games, and that instead we should go to 8. And have no conference championship games because they're outdated. Nobody cares. It's not an automatic bid. And you get a lot of Pitt, Clemson, Northwestern, Ohio State. You get a lot of games where it's like, really? Really, dude? And really, the only conference championship game I think sells out is the SEC championship.
Correct.
They don't sell out ACC. I don't even think the Big Ten championship sells out, does it?
Well, I don't think this one's selling out because Northwestern's only got about 5,000 fans.
It's true.
That's a very valid point.
Yeah. So do you guys, are you pro conference championship or?
I'm pro 8. And if that means getting rid of the conference championships, I would be in favor of it.
How do you then do the 8? Because everybody says with the 8, it's the group of it's the power 5 champions. And then maybe one group
Couldn't
of five.
Couldn't you just take the
two.
8 teams that in the latest poll and play them?
Yeah. You could. But I like the idea. I actually like the idea if you go to 8 of the 5 conference champions getting in. I like that. And so then you're just basing it on the regular season record. And so how do you do that then with them having schedules so different? You don't even – nobody would have East or West anymore. It would just be combine them into one.
It's crazy. It can be done though. Someone's got to figure this out.
Yeah.
Andy, 4 or 8?
I'm a fan of 8, but I'm also a fan of the conference championships because then you can get your 5. In other words, you can play your way in by winning your conference championship. In other words, you prevent Jim Delaney's head from exploding. If his conference
who
champion
cares about
doesn't.
Jim Delaney's head?
Yeah, who cares? The guy's making like $100 million a year.
I'm just joking, saying that for the second year in a row, the Big Ten might not get its conference champion.
The thing is, though, okay, so
any
like,
representation
so
in the college football
playoff.
So refresh
my memory, okay? Let's say Northwestern beats Ohio State.
So
what does that mean?
Sweet.
What does that mean for Northwestern? It means they go to the Rose Bowl?
It means they go to the Rose Bowl. Yep.
It means they go, they're locked in then to a New Year's Six Bowl? Is that what you get for being a champion?
I'm assuming, yeah.
If you don't
so
win.
So this is a problem, okay?
If you don't win.
We kind of do this for a living.
Right.
And Bob, you do this full time. Like
Thank
the
you.
Rest of us have excuses. This is like, we don't even know what it means to win a conference championship. What do you even get for that?
I don't think you get anything for that. But hasn't it been since they implemented the college football playoffs and you've added the Big 12? Big 12 was last, but the Pac-12 joined the party then. That sort of the college football playoff committee sort of moved all those Power 5 conferences that didn't have a championship game to have a championship game. They sort of bullied them into having championship games. Am I wrong about that?
It's a lot of money. They get a lot of money for those games.
Well, I know they get a lot of money for those games. But
give me the scenario, Ross, that Northwestern not only hangs with Ohio State, but has a chance in the fourth quarter to beat them. Give me the scenario. Is there one?
Yeah.
Oh, I absolutely
Ohio
see
State's
one.
Defense is bad enough.
That they got to play keep away. They got to be great on third down. They can't turn the ball over.
And Haskins turns it over.
Yeah.
Like he did or should have more at Penn State. That, by the way, be very curious to see whether or not he goes pro.
Haskins.
That's going to be interesting. He's going to be projected to go pretty high, and he'll have a decision to make for sure. What needs to happen for Penn State to go to a New Year's Six?
To go to a New Year's Six?
Yeah. A lot, right?
Texas win.
I think Ohio State's got to get into the playoff.
College football playoff has to be Ohio State.
Yeah.
Is one of the scenarios. There's other things related to the ACC champ, you know, the ACC champ and the SEC champ, and how many teams the SEC gets is related to where they go. They're 12. They're right on the bubble. They were 12 in this rankings. Let me ask you guys one other thing before we get to the last 2 minutes. A two-loss Georgia, right?
Oh, my gosh. You and your Georgia.
Two-loss Georgia, one-loss Oklahoma, and one-loss Ohio State for one spot in the college football playoff. Who you got?
Who do I think is best? Who I think will get in? Who I think should get in?
What's the question? Who's the best of the bunch, or who's going to get in?
Who do you think gets in?
If Georgia loses by 3 points to Alabama,
I think if Georgia loses at all, they're out.
At all,
two losses, they're out. They're not getting in over a one-loss conference champion from the Big 12 or the Big 10.
Okay.
They're out. Now, if you're asking me who I think is better, I think Georgia's probably better. So I'm on the sideline for that game Saturday, the right. SEC championship, right? Georgia's won every game by 20 points except for the LSU game.
Mm-hmm.
And Alabama's won every game by 20 points. First team to do that, beat every opponent by 20 points since Yale in 1888. And I hear Yale had a heck of a team that year.
I think
year.
They would have matched up well with Alabama.
But it really is amazing just looking at the talent of these two teams. I do believe Georgia is a better football team than Ohio State and Oklahoma, but I don't think they're going to get in.
Okay.
They're not letting a two-loss team like that in over them.
All right, so Oklahoma wins their conference championship. Ohio State wins their championship. Who goes? That's a sticky
one.
I
vote none of the above, but I think it'll be Oklahoma. I'm not sure it should be. I don't know.
I think Texas has a great shot.
Who's Oklahoma's best win?
I think Texas has a great shot against
Ohio State. At least won at Penn State and against Michigan,
right?
You know who's Oklahoma beaten? West Virginia.
West Virginia.
Yeah, the Oklahoma State win. Who cares?
Right.
So I think Ohio State has a better resume.
All right, that'll do it for the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Thank you for joining us. Have a good weekend, and we'll be back next week.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.